Episode 85.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week, I'm back in the studio and we handle some listener feedback. In addition to that, we talk all about the tool that I actually use to monitor the rankings across all of my sites. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
It's really great to be back on the mic and back in my actual physical studio. I'm not recording in a small hotel room in some faraway Asian country. It is 3 o'clock in the morning here in Texas, actually 3:43 now. So I'm not quite sure that I'm completely over the jet lag from my Asia trip. I've been back almost a week, but I can tell you that I'm fired up to record this episode. Podcast is one of my absolute very favorite things to do. And even though I struggle to get this show out every week, I just love doing it, and I really appreciate all the feedback that you guys send. Really is my goal to get this show to the next level, to really grow it, and your help is appreciated. You know, we're coming up on 100 episodes, and we'll be targeting the 100th episode here in about 15 weeks. So that's pretty exciting. That's going to put us probably sometime in January. We'll do something special for the 100th episode. In order to get there, one of the things that I'm hoping to get to is also 100 reviews in iTunes. So right now we're at 80-something reviews as well. So if you want to head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review if you love the show, that would be totally awesome. I would love you for that. Or if you just want to tweet out about the show, I've set something special up just for you. LateNightIM.com/love. Yeah, that's LateNightIM.com/love. If you go there, you can see a pre-populated tweet. Now, I do this with a cool tool called Click to Tweet. This is one of the things that I do in my presentations whenever I'm presenting at some kind of internet marketing or podcasting conference to generate buzz during my session. And throughout my presentations, I'll have clickable links or short links that people can type in to their cell phones or laptops during the presentation and generate buzz about my whatever it is that I'm talking about, quotable quotes and so forth. And you can see this by going to LateNightIM.com/love. And so that's a cool tool that you can use. A little bonus tip for you right here in the front end of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. You can use that in your marketing to get your word out on Twitter. Another quick Twitter tip that I will offer you is one way to get some expanded coverage on Twitter is to use broad hashtags. You know, people in general are searching for hashtags on Twitter. And so if you include some broad hashtags like pound internet marketing or pound affiliate marketing, then you will take advantage of the people that are on Twitter searching for those hashtags, and you can get some discoverability for your tweets that you haven't gotten before. So there's a couple of Twitter tips for you. And also, you hear me saying pound instead of hashtag because I'm a programmer at heart. And when programmers see that little cross sign, they call that pound. All right.
And now it's time to hear what listeners just like you are thinking. Late night listener feedback.
All right, so the first thing I want to tackle on the show today is a little listener feedback. And somehow this feedback was left for me in Google voicemail. And somehow I didn't get the name of the person who left this feedback. So if you're out there, call me back and I'll give you the proper credit that you deserve on the show. I really love feedback. So let's hear this feedback from our mystery caller.
Hey, Mark, I recently found your show. I've really been enjoying it as I work my way through the back episodes. Have a question. Today, do you find that small affiliate sites like your Corn Trucker site, et cetera, can still be successful? And when you say successful, I'd love to hear how many sites you currently manage, and overall, how does it impact your family's income? I wish you the very best, and thanks so much for all the information. Take care.
Okay, so I love this question on several levels. So, mystery caller, thank you so much for your question. And the first thing I will say is, let me be completely unequivocal in this answer. The answer is yes. Small affiliate sites can definitely still be successful. I know this because I have small affiliate sites, but as you might imagine, I don't start them every day. So I'm not constantly starting sites. I'm more, you know, it's more of my time is spent messing around with sites that I already have. And once you build up some sites, that's what you'll want to do too. Usually you'll find that once you understand a market and have your own data on where your traffic is coming from, you know what offers are converting, you're going to find that that's a more profitable use of your time than just starting sites at random. I will tell you, you know, this is kind of a full transparency show, right? You will still find, or at least I still find, I can start sites that just don't work out for reasons that I still can't completely understand. And you know, when I've talked to the guys that over at the niche AdSense flipping guys. They now call themselves Empire Flippers. They made that name change to get the word AdSense out of the title of their show, which is something I recommend for you. Avoid those brand names and trademarkable things when you're building your sites. Joe, when he was on the show, I think that was back in episode 71, he said this too. Occasionally they build a site that just doesn't work and they can't, you know, and by doesn't work, I mean, it doesn't rank well and they don't have a really good reason for why. I think he still has sites that just flop and he's not sure why. And I've certainly seen that. In fact, I'm dealing with one of those now that I'm really trying to dig into that I built. I've spent a more than usual amount of money building backlinks and creating content for this site, and it's still not getting any traction. And, you know, sometimes I stay after these just so I can try and uncover why. But that's the reality of it is. So the question is, do these still work? This is a question you hear all the time in various different contexts. Is it too late to start an internet business in general? Do affiliate sites still work? Do small affiliate sites still work? Can you still get free traffic from Google? I mean, I always hear various versions of this question. And let me tell you that the answer is unequivocally yes. And it's not just, you know, guys like me who've been doing this on and off since 2007. It's one thing to say that Mark Mason with years of experience creeping up on, you know, whatever it is now, 7 years of experience in internet marketing can build a successful website. Great. What does that tell the new guy? It doesn't tell the new guy or gal anything, really. That's like saying that Neil Armstrong can be an astronaut. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, right? The question is, can a fourth grader who wants to be an astronaut still be an astronaut? The answer to that, I'm pretty sure, is yes. And the answer to this question that's asked by our mystery caller is also unequivocally yes. And the reason that I know is I've been tracking many, many members of the Rankings Institute version 2.0 as they proceed through that course. Now, a lot of people in that course already had websites and they are, just fine tuning those websites, getting their properties to the next level. But an enormous amount of people, and the people that are most vocal in the forums and that are asking for the most help and asking the most questions, so the people that I have the most visibility to, are people who are actually getting started and with their first ever niche site, or maybe they've done something in the past but they didn't know what they were doing and now they're building a little niche site. And when I say a little niche site, I'm talking about a site that starts out with maybe 10 pieces of targeted content. These 10 pieces of content are something on the order of 1,000 word articles that either review a product or address some burning problem that people are searching for, you know, how to solve XYZ problem or product XYZ review, you know, or XYZ product comparison, you know, those kinds of articles, 10 of those articles, and then maybe 4 or 5 boilerplate pages, a contact page, an about page, a privacy page, a disclaimer page, you know, stuff like that. Some legal pages. Google's looking for that stuff. So all told, all together, these sites are on the order to start with. When you first get started and are trying to build a minimum viable website, these sites are something on the order of 20 pages. Okay. They have a decent header, but it's nothing extravagant. And really, that's about it. So that's the kind of the starting thing. So when you say small affiliate websites, that's what I'm talking about. I'm specifically not talking about one-page landing page sites like we used to build in the old days. And I'm also specifically not talking about authority sites with 50, 100, 200 pages in inventory. You know, the security guard training site that you guys are familiar with from Pat Flynn over at Security Guard Training Headquarters, or HQ, Security Guard Training HQ, that's an authority site. The Corn Sheller site, which the mystery caller mentions, that's an example of a small affiliate site. Now, it's got maybe it's up to 30 pages now, but when it first started, it was sort of 20-something pages. So the answer is yes, and I know this because I see people in the Rankings Institute doing this, and I have seen them get their first traffic recently, like in the last, you know, weeks, in the last several weeks since this course started. I have seen them, and when I say seen them, I mean they're in the Rankings Institute. When something happens good to you during the course, you submit evidence of that to Andrew and Alex and they award you a badge. And so you can see people and what they're doing, whether they've successfully completed approved keywords or they've successfully created their first content or they've successfully gotten their first consistent traffic or they've made their first sale. You can see what's going on because they're getting these badges that appear next to their names in the forums, and also they're talking about their success online and in private Facebook groups and stuff. So I see this evidence going by. And, you know, so then the question is, well, how much money am I making, and how much money are these guys making? So, you know, as we've talked about many times before, and I covered this a couple of episodes ago, I don't talk about my particular income situation with regard to affiliate marketing. And I have my reasons for that. And you guys know all about that. And if you don't, you can go back and look a couple of episodes ago where I discussed that at some length. But we can talk about the money that the Corn Sheller site is making, because I do talk about that. And I think that represents sort of the bottom end and a realistic outcome and sort of on the minimum side. So the Corn Sheller site is a niche that I would never have picked. It's not monetarily attractive, and it continues to make something on the order of $30 a month from that site without doing anything to it. It has done that for almost 2 years. It has gusts of wind. I think its biggest gust of wind was almost $200 one month, if I'm remembering correctly. So that gives you some idea of what's possible when you pick a niche that, you know, is not really a very good niche for online, this kind of online marketing. The people that I see in the Rankings Institute, you know, there's a couple of famous stories that Andrew revealed during the rollout of guys. One guy, my favorite guy, is a welder. His name is Blaine. And in Rankings Institute 1.0, Blaine the welder built one of these small affiliate sites during his spare time when he wasn't welding. I mean, he's literally just kind of like a normal guy. I mean, I consider myself a normal guy, but you guys probably don't, because you know that I've been doing this for years. But Blaine is a super normal guy. I mean, he's just a regular everyday Joe. Actually, there's some things that make Blaine incredibly special, and we can talk about that on another episode, possibly the success criteria that really pushed Blaine over the top. But Blaine, his success really is I wouldn't say it's typical, but it's certainly achievable by almost anyone. And what he found out was he built one of these small affiliate sites and got the income up to thousands of dollars a month. And I've seen several examples in the Rankings Institute and elsewhere where people are making thousands of dollars a month with affiliate websites. Now, these results are not typical. I think, as we've talked about in previous episodes, most people who try to do this, they do it incorrectly. They don't follow through. They give up too soon. We've gone through all those things. And they don't even get to the corn sheller level of $30 a month, let alone the amazing, you know, life-changing amount of income. And Blaine talks about this in some interviews that he's done with Andrew about how that money just changed his life. You know, several thousand, I think he's somewhere around $5,000 a month just completely changed his life. So that's the answer to your question, I think. Yes, the sites can still be successful, the small affiliate sites. There's direct evidence of that. You can do it. There's absolutely no question about it. And Alex Miller will tell you that because of these Penguin and Panda changes in Google, in some ways, it's now easier than it's ever been to get this done and make money online. That's not to say that it's just easy and that anybody can do it and it doesn't matter whether or not you do it right. But it is true that, you know, Alex and Andrew as well believe that it's easier than it's been since they've been doing it all the way back to 2007. So you can do it, and the amount of money that you can realistically expect to make ranges from $0 per site, which certainly happens in a lot of cases and even cases for me, all the way up to and including $4,000 or $5,000 per site. Oh, I almost forgot. Mystery Caller also asked, how many websites do I have? And so we can talk about that. I have had as many as 100 websites in various states of disrepair at the peak in 2009, when the trend was to create as many junky websites as possible and fill them with AdSense and basically spam the internet. And that worked for a while. And most of those sites got damaged by either really spammy automated linking strategies that were popular at the time that I experimented with, and or the really spammy, junky duplicate content that I was using to create those websites. So, you know, this was a long time ago. And one of the things that my friend Nicole Dean over at Nicole on the Net used to tell me back in those days was, you know, Mark, you really should think about creating websites in a way that makes the internet a better place. And I remember how I knew that rang true at the time, but I was too busy trying to figure out how to make money without, you know, with minimum effort and maximum automation to really hear her words. But I really do believe that now, that that's really the right way to make money on the internet. And we've talked about that on the show many times. Now, though, I am of the firm belief that for me personally, the right number of sites for me to have is about 10. And the way I kind of think about it is I'll have 10 sites. And if I build an 11th site, I may choose to build an 11th site, but eventually it's going to be with the goal of replacing one of the 10. So right now I'm working on about 10 sites that I'm trying to nurture and get to a level that I'm happy with from an income standpoint. So most of those sites are eventually going to be like the Corn Sheller site, in the sense that I don't touch them and much, and they generate income. And you know, one of the great things is if you do get 10 sites going and they're generating, you know, some reasonable amount of money, let's say you had an average income generation from each one of those sites between $500 and $1,000, for example. Let's say that was the case. I'm not saying that's my case, by the way, because we don't talk about that stuff here. But if that was the case, then you could easily outsource the maintenance of those sites. I mean, you could easily hire yourself a full-time person, perhaps in the Philippines, to keep WordPress up to date, manage the security on those sites. You could easily hire writers to write for those sites to increase the content on a regular basis. And you could really reinvest in those sites without just any hardly management on your part at all. One of the things that you might choose to do, for example, would be to dedicate 30 minutes of review time to each one of those sites per month. So let's say, for example, that you decided that on the third of every month, or on the third Tuesday of every month, that you were going to review site number four. And basically what you were going to do is you were going to look at it and you were going to write down all the stuff that you wanted to do to that site. I want to do fresh keyword research. I want to create 5 new pieces of content for the site this month. I want to get those up. I want to review product XYZ. I want to go to Amazon and research what all the latest products are on this site. And you just make a punch list of, let's say you did 10 items. And then you could just send that, almost all of those items, to your person that you were paying based on the proceeds of this site to go do those things and make them happen. And that's what I do. And I do these tasks in a tool called Asana. There are lots of other tools like this, Basecamp, 5PM Web. We've talked about these before. And those tasks just get done throughout the month and you just kind of fire and forget. You do the thinking, but not the work. And so I think that's a really good way to do it. And for me, I can think in terms of 10 sites roughly. And really, I'm only ever really focused on 2 or 3 of them at a time in any given month. And sometimes I struggle with that. I mean, to be honest with you, you guys know sometimes I struggle to get the show out. Sometimes I struggle to get these websites done. Sometimes I struggle to remember my name. You know, I mean, it just depends on what's going on. Lots of struggles in my life, but that's a strategy. Let me warn you though, if you're just starting out, you want to do one site, maybe two, no more than two, but sometimes it's okay to have two, because if you're doing one, you may be waiting on stuff. And while you're waiting on stuff, you can work on site number two. This is something I've also learned both personally and in the Rankings Institute. We see people that come in and they're, I'm going to have 10 sites, and they start working on all 10. That's a bad strategy. You need to work on one. My friend Lynn Terry talks about this idea of working on something from start to profit before you start working on the next thing. I might stretch that a little bit and say it's okay to work on two things, but I definitely wouldn't work on more than one site. So mystery caller, I hope that helps you out. And if you'll call me back, we'll give you the due credit that you deserve for an excellent question.
It's time for your late night tech tip. Tools, tips, and tricks for your internet business.
Okay, so one of the problems that you have when you have 10 sites is keeping track of keywords. You want to do this because you want to constantly improve your site and see what's happening to it and track it and make sure you understand where your traffic is coming from and how you're ranking in the search engines. Unfortunately, Google Webmaster Tools doesn't really give you enough information about how your site is ranking in Google. And so it's usually a good idea to have an external tool that is tracking your rankings for you. And I have used many of these. A couple of the ones that you probably know about that are pretty popular. For those of you that have used Market Samurai before, you know that Market Samurai comes with some tracking capability. That's really great because it's it comes with a baseline capability for free. It tracks it great. And one of the things about these online tools is they run without any attention from you. You just put the keywords in and it just checks your keywords every week and tells you where you're ranking in Google, Bing, and Yahoo usually. And that's awesome. And I love that aspect of it, that it's completely maintenance and hassle free. It doesn't go down. And if it does go down, that's somebody else's problem. The problem with those online sites, which are very, very low maintenance for you, the user, is they're usually somewhat expensive. For Market Samurai, you know, you've got to pay a significant monthly fee if you want more than, I think it's 50 keywords. And so most of the sites are like that. There are, you know, you can Google for this, but there are many such sites. There are sites like Authority Labs, White Spark does tracking, Moz, it used to be SEO Moz, Moz does tracking. There's a site called Rank Watch that a lot of people like. But the challenge with these sites is they create recurring cost. And when you're first starting out and building sites, accumulating recurring cost is one of your enemies. You know, everybody wants you to subscribe to this keyword tool and this content system and this link system and this, that, and the other. And by the time you know it, all of a sudden you've got a drag on your cash flow that's $400, $500, $700, $1,000 a month. And that just puts pressure on you and your business to make bad choices, and it causes cash flow problems for a hobby or an effort that you're undergoing where you're trying to make money. And here you are dumping all this money in month after month. So especially for people that are starting out, I like to try and avoid these recurring monthly costs. The other problem with online rank tracking services is also related to cost, and that is that they don't scale very well. So in my case, I have 10 websites that I'm managing, we just discussed. And I would like to track, between, 20 to 100 keywords per site. I mean, I don't absolutely have to, but I'd like to. And that's just, in my opinion, cost prohibitive on most of these sites that you have. And one of the sites in particular that I like, not only do they count each keyword against your quota of total keywords that they let you track, they count each search engine. So if you want to track internet marketing podcast, and you want to track it in Google, that counts as one towards your quota. And if you want to also track it in Yahoo or Bing or both, that counts as another two. And so by the time you add all this stuff up, it turns out if you've got a lot of sites, it's pretty expensive to track all the keywords. So that's the reason that I went looking for an offline tool. And for several years, I have been using a tool called Rank Tracker. And you can find that at latenightim.com/ranktracker. Rank Tracker is a tool that I like, and it is by the guys at Link Assistant. And this is kind of an amazing tool. It's part of what they call the SEO Power Suite. This is kind of an amazing tool in the sense that it does so much stuff. It integrates with Google Analytics. It integrates with Google's keyword tool. It will tell you all kinds of information. And you can, at least theoretically, track an unlimited number of keywords with this tool. Now, it's also got some nice features that I really like, where you can schedule updates of the of your keyword status periodically. So, for example, once a day or once a week or once every 3 days, you can update the current status of your keywords, where you're ranking in Google. And it keeps pretty graphs, and you can see, you know, how your keywords are doing in Google. And, you know, it's just all real good. I mean, you can, I've got this, this graph of where I rank for where the late night internet marketing site itself works, ranks for the keyword Mark Mason, which I've been as high as 3. And right now I'm hovering around just at the bottom of the first page. And it tells me that. And I've got data all the way back to, 3 years ago on that keyword in this tool. So that's kind of cool. I mean, I can see that right here and I really like it. The limitation of Rank Tracker and the problem with it is the way that it gets its data, and this is true for almost any keyword tool that I'm aware of, is it actually does the query in Google. It goes to Google behind the scenes, pulls the page, and searches for the website that you're trying to track in the ranking results. Google knows that people are doing this, and they have robot protection, and you've probably seen this, that after a while, they throw a CAPTCHA code up on the search page. Well, that's not a real problem, because there are services out there like Death by CAPTCHA, where you can pay a service to answer those CAPTCHA codes for you automatically, and Rank Tracker supports that. So you can get a Death by CAPTCHA subscription. There are those subscription fees again, and you can plug it into Rank Tracker and do that. I do that, but I also do something else, and this is working for me really well. So one of the things that I do is I have this Rank Tracker software running on its own server in my home. And and when I say server, it's nothing fancy. It's a $500 Mac Mini that's running in a closet. If you're not a Mac person or you haven't seen the Mac Mini, this is kind of the ultimate home server box. It's deadly quiet. It runs cool. You can put it anywhere and it's small. I mean, it's just awesome. And it supports really good remote logins, because, you know, it's underneath its Unix. And so I can control this thing from anywhere in the world, just like I'm sitting in front of it. I run it headless. It's sitting in a closet upstairs, close to my cable modem. So this Mac Mini is running a copy of Rank Tracker, and every night it wakes up and it updates all my keywords. But the problem is, as I discussed before, Google sees this activity of me trying to do thousands of queries to Google, and it starts throwing CAPTCHA codes. And this affects the software, and it also affects people in my house who are trying to use Google. So if my kids are trying to do their homework, all of a sudden they Google dinosaur and they get a CAPTCHA code from Google. So that's not good. So what I do to mitigate that is I use some virtual private networking software. Now, I'm going to tell you the name of this software, but this is a family show, and it's the name of it. It amazes me that people pick these kind of names for their business, but the acronym for the business is HMA, and it stands for Hide My Bottom, if you will. You can go to the show notes to get the link, but, you know, since this is iTunes and maybe your kids are in the car, we're going to call it HMA. So if you Google HMA VPN, which stands for Virtual Private Network, you'll find this company, or you can go to latenightim.com/HMA. And that will get you. I'm saying Henry Mary Apple, HMA. And what this does is This software makes my Mac Mini have a different IP address every few minutes that I specify. So I have it set to 5 minutes. So every 5 minutes, my Mac Mini looks like it is coming from somewhere else in the United States, and it has a different IP address every time. So this is a, this is kind of a, some privacy software, and people use this for various purposes. One of the things you can use this for example, if you're trying to stream Netflix outside of the United States, you can log in and get yourself a United States IP address, even when you're outside the United States. Other people use it because they're trying to do nefarious things and they don't want to be tracked. Other people use it because they're in Starbucks and they don't want to be subject to snooping by people who are monitoring the Starbucks Wi-Fi network. And so they create an encrypted channel through the HMA network. There's lots of legitimate business reasons to use VPN. And there are also reasons like this, where I'm trying to make sure that Google doesn't restrict the number of queries that I'm doing to the Google search engine. Now, I don't care how long it takes for me to update all my keywords. I don't care if it takes 24 hours, because all I care is that once a month or whatever, when I look at this report, that I actually have many days worth of data throughout the week and throughout the month that I can look back at historically and see how the keyword is trending. I'm not really interested in a service that makes it possible to update all the keywords instantly. If you're running an SEO business or something where you have clients where you've got to have information immediately, this might not be the right tool for you. But for guys like you and me who just need a view of what's going on as a function of time, you can plot along. So I have the software set to, you know, update one keyword every 30 or 40 seconds, to change the IP address every 5 or 10 minutes. So from Google's perspective, that computer is only making 4 or 5 queries every 4 or 5 minutes. And that looks like a human activity. So it never throws the CAPTCHA code. In addition to that, I have a very inexpensive CAPTCHA handling package from Death by CAPTCHA plugged into Rank Tracker. So if it ever does get a CAPTCHA code, it can solve it. This is a very effective solution for me. This combination of Rank Tracker at latenightim.com/ranktracker and this combination of HMA VPN solution at latenightim.com/HMA is a really good solution running for me on my Mac Mini. And that's how I track my keywords. And I recommend this Rank Tracker software to you. It's really good. It's not super inexpensive, in the sense that, it's not $5, but they do have a free edition. So if you go to latenightim.com/ranktracker, you can try the free edition and see what you think. And it will work just fine, even without the VPN behind it. And you can test it out and see if it's for you. I hope that helps you. And if you have any questions about how to use Rank Tracker, please don't hesitate to drop me a line in the show notes at latenightim.com/085. Okay, that's it. I'm a little over time this week, but I hope that was helpful to you. I hope you have an absolutely fantastic week. As always, I am very much appreciating reviews in iTunes. You can go to latenightim.com/iTunes and log in and give me a review there. I'm really trying to get over 100 reviews, and I'd really appreciate that. If you do give me a review on iTunes, let me know and I'll give you a shout out on the show. Again, I really appreciate all the support as we ramp up and head towards the 100th episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast here in a couple of months. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Okay, so it's now 4:30 in the morning, and I'm still not tired, so I guess I'm going to take a shower, if I can do that without waking up my wife very quietly. I'm going to mouse in there and, in the dark and very quietly shut the bathroom door and try not to let it click when I shut it, and get in the shower and try not to drop anything in the shower like the shampoo or anything else that will make noise. And see if I can't get out of here and get a start on my day at my day job and get some stuff done, because I've been out of the country for a couple of weeks and I'm still buried with stuff to do over in day job land. So that's what's going on in my life. You know you're up late when you're up later than Pat Flynn, because I bet it's 4:30 here and Pat Flynn, I bet if I got on Skype and I am'd Pat right now, he would be asleep. I'm not going to text him because it's too late, but I bet he's asleep. Usually when I go to sleep, Pat is still awake, but I bet he's asleep now. And I bet around noon today, I'm going to wish I was asleep. I hope you guys have a great day. Ciao.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet, and I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet.